Welcome to worship on Sunday, the 30th of May, Trinity Sunday. Let us give to the Lord the glory of his name.
We shall worship God in holy splendour.
God's voice thunders over the waters and shakes the earth.
All in his church cry glory.
May God give us strength.
Let us seek God's blessing of peace.
Creating, all-powerful and triune God, we acknowledge your authority as our maker, and we worship you. Loving Jesus, one with humanity, and Holy Spirit, living presence of God, we thank you for the countless blessings you pour into our lives. Our hearts rejoice, Holy One, for your infinite love, which echoes through creation. For Christ's love, which came to us in human form, for the Spirit's love, which calls our hearts into fellowship with you, we bow before you, the three in one, and ask that you continue to bless us, that we may draw ever closer to you as your children and heirs of eternal life. Amen. Several weeks ago, our grandchildren, aged 3 and 4, were staying at the manse for a couple of days, and on one of those days there was a thunderstorm. The sky darkened. Then there was a flash of lightning that lit up my office where the children were sprawled out on the floor drawing pictures. The lightning was followed by a mighty boom of thunder that could be felt throughout the house. Fortunately, the manse appears to be built in rock, so it remained standing. I looked at the expression of shock and fear on the children's faces. One of them jumped onto my knee for some reassurance. A violent thunderstorm causes most people some amount of fear, but not so for the writer of Psalm 29. The author of this psalm sees a thunderstorm as a manifestation of the glory of God. So convinced is he that God is in control of the elements, that he calls the thunder the voice of the Lord. Of course, we're not to take this literally, any more than in other psalms, where the wind is God's breath, the heavens are the work of God's fingers, and the animals feed from God's open hand. These are all dramatic figures of speech to describe God's activity in the world. The voice of the Lord is mentioned 7 times in Psalm 29. One writer compares it to the successive peals of thunder which reverberate over the countryside. At first it's heard over the waters, but then the thunder draws closer and the storm brings havoc in its train. Listen to the words of Psalm 29 and don't miss the peace that comes after the storm.
Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the splendour of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare, and in his temple all cry glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace.
Let us pray. Forgive us, Spirit of Truth, when we neglect your wisdom or close our minds to your call. Forgive us, Spirit of Love, when we neglect the needs of your world or harden our hearts to the need for mercy and compassion. Forgive us, Spirit of God, when we neglect your guidance or close our spirits to your presence. Blow where you will, Spirit of Freedom, but blow through our lives. Open our minds, open our hearts, open our spirits, that our spirits may blow through your world with love, compassion, justice, and truth. In your Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. God forgives us through an unchanging, enduring love. Be assured that having received the Spirit, we can state with confidence, we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ.
It is I, Lord, I. and reign. I have borne my people's pain. I have wept for love of them. They turn away. I will break the hearts of stone. Give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. It is I, Lord. I have heard you calling in the night. I will wind and flame. I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. My hand will save. Finest bread I will provide till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. It is
the second Bible reading is from Romans chapter 8, verses 12 to 17.
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Instead, the Spirit you received makes you God's children, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
In the Christian calendar, today is Trinity Sunday, and this passage from Romans 8 picks up and elaborates on the theme of last Sunday, the coming of the Spirit at Pentecost. Paul speaks of being led by the Spirit and living by the Spirit, as opposed to living by the flesh. When Paul speaks about flesh, he's not referring to skin and bone. He isn't talking about the human body at all. Rather, flesh represents that which is human, physical, earthly, or that which has to do with this world. Flesh stands over against God. In fact, it may attempt to exclude God. Its relationship with God is one of hostility and enmity. Flesh tends to be self-serving rather than self-giving. Flesh discounts the transcendent. Spirit, by contrast, points in a different direction. It emanates from God, mediated to this age through Christ. The Spirit is the agent, the source of power, through which God raised Christ from the dead, and as such becomes the empowering source for those who follow Christ. In the Scriptures, there's a direct connection between the Spirit and resurrection. The power unleashed by God in Christ's resurrection has been unleashed in this age. This power is life-giving, for as God gave life to Christ by raising him from the dead, so does God give life to us through the indwelling Spirit, so that we may be led by the Spirit and guided by the Spirit, shaping who we are and what we do. Specifically, the Spirit enables us to understand our identity as God's children. Paul contrasts Christ as God's own Son who cried, "Abba, Father," and us as the children of God who experience resurrected life through the Spirit. Paul also compares Christ's experience of suffering and our experiences. When we confront times of testing that call our very existence as children of God into question, it is God's and perhaps even Christ's own Spirit who confirms what our own inward spirit knows, that we are the children of God. Paul assures his readers that as children of God who share in Christ's sufferings, we also share in his glory. Let us pray. God, our loving God, you are the surprise from whom all discoveries grow, the delight of whom each victory sings, the joy to whom all lasting pleasures flow. The search, out of whom all science springs. The truth, who surfaces when all seems lost. The love, who will not count the cost.
Creating God, high beyond our understanding,
we worship your mystery.
Redeeming God, deep beyond our deserving,
we worship your mystery.
Inspiring God, near beyond our perceiving,
we worship your mystery.
Loving God, you are Abba Father, the parent who understands our affections for family and dear friends. When we pray, their faces flood into our minds, and we ask your blessing on them.
From the infinite resources of your wisdom and grace, bless the ones who are feeling happy, successful, strong and decisive, for whom every day seems a new adventure in a delightful life, but also the others who are feeling discontented, a failure, weak and indecisive, and for whom each day seems like another burden to be endured.
Bless those among our friends and loved ones who have a strong faith, a sense of divine providence, and who each day reach out for the grace of Christ and the inspiration of your Spirit. But also those whose faith is weak or non-existent, who carry half-buried guilt in their souls or bitterness in their hearts, and who either can't or won't turn to you for help.
Bless those dear to us who seem never to have a day's illness, who have neither suffered a broken heart or endured a grief, who are valued at work and are popular among their friends, but also those who live constantly with handicap or pain, or have been bewildered by soured relationships, or experience deep sorrow, loneliness and desolation.
And most gracious God, we ask for a similar blessing on the wider world. Bless peoples of other countries and nations, other races and religions, friendly and not so friendly, people who are likeable and people whose deeds disturb us.
Bless the people with whom we work, those who serve us in shops, banks, restaurants, our neighbours, and those we meet while out for a walk.
Bless the members of this congregation, also the worshippers in different churches, and the leaders of all denominations.
Out of the infinite resources of your wisdom and love, bless them all and hasten the day when we shall truly love others with the same respect and compassion we display towards those who love us. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Son, glory be to God the Spirit, great Jehovah, three in one. Glory, 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 while eternal ages run. Washed us from each spot and stain. Glory be to Him who bought us, made us kings with Him to reign. Glory, 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 glory to the Lamb that once was slain. Glory to the King of Angels, glory to the Church's King. Glory to the King of Nations, heaven and earth your praises bring. Glory, 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 to the King of Glory bring. Glory, blessing, praise eternal, thus the choir of angels sing. Honor, riches, power, dominion, thus its praise creation brings. Glory, 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 glory to the King of Kings.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.